The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Big Box Brad here.
The store, also known as Brad's Home Entertainment.
Yeah, whatever. I'm here to tell you about the Big Box Brad's Traeger Big Box Sales event.
And here we go again.
Folks, get up to $400 off on select Traeger grills during our Big Box Holiday Sales event. Now through December 24th. Free assembly and burn-in with your Big Box purchase. And no interest payment plan with approved credit. All at the area's only Traeger Platinum dealer, located next to Walmart, Mountain Home, or BigBoxBrad.com.
Well, we'll be Perigold's ball to start this final quarter as they lead Mountain Home 51-43. And again, I believe it's 12 threes that Perigold's hit in this game so far tonight.
Yeah, they have just shooting lights out right now, and especially from deep. But, you know, hey, all it takes is a couple stops right here and a couple good possessions for the Bombers, and we got this thing in one-score game.
Ball is inbound to McHaney, over to Giles on the left side, up top to Hall. I was waiting for him to shoot it, but he's not going to. Instead, he's going to throw it to Kinder in the paint. Down on the other low block, it goes to McHaney. He can't get the layup to go, and Mount Tom gets the rebound.
Great defense by Hagen Robb right there, going straight up.
McLean's going to try for the three in the left corner. No good. Gets his own rebound, and now he's going to be called for the charge.
Yeah, kind of hard foul there for Ryder. He went on the offensive rebound, got it. Tried to put them on the floor with a little spin move and kick it out, and The defender did a good job holding his ground right there and drawing the foul.
That's Ryan McLean's first personal foul, team foul number two against Mount Home here in the second half. We're 24 seconds into this final period. Is Perigold with the ball, leading by eight. Ballou throws it over to Kinder on the right side to Hall in the corner, up top to Giles. Giles drilled to the right side, gives it back to Hall there on the wing. He's going to pull up for the jumper, and good. Gavin Hall with 24 points. Back to a double-digit lead for Perigold. 53-43, our score. 7:12 left in this game. Bickford with it up top. Dribbles over to the left side. Gives it up top to Robb. A lob pass to Dewey in the lane. He's going to be stripped. And Kinder comes up with the steal. Nine turnovers against Perigold. Nine turnovers against Mount Stone. Three for Perigold. 6:50 left to play in the game. Here is Ballou with it on the left side. Cross court to Kinder on the right. Throws up top to Giles. Over to McHaney on the left. He's going to drill into the lane, going in for the layup, and good. Nelson McHaney with 9 points on the night. 55-43. Perigold up, 6.5 minutes left to play.
Yeah, every time we've been able to get it down to five or six or somewhere in there, you know, Perigold's been able to go on a little run to stop it or to extend their lead on out.
Inskeep, three-point attempt, no good. Dewey gets offensive rebound, gives it back to Inskeep, up top to Bickford, thought about the three. Now instead he'll dribble over to the left side. Now he takes the screen, gives it to McLean in the left corner, down to Dewey in the low block. He puts up the turnaround jumper, good.
Yeah, they're coming with a hard offside help there on Dewey. You'd like to see, well, here one of these times, I bet you're going to see him spin, and when that help comes, hit that little backdoor cut right there. Looked like a Coben could have been there last time, and the time before it looked like Braxton Carson was there. I think that's something we'll see us exploit here in the future.
18 on the night for Braden Dewey. It is 55-45, Perigold up. Ball goes into the right corner to Kinder. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound attempt. Are they going to get Robb? Yes, they are.
Hagen, yeah.
That is Hagen Robb's first personal foul. That's the 13th foul against the Bombers here in the second half. And so now McGee Harris is going to come in for Mount Tome, replacing Coben Inskeep. 5:38 left to play in the game. It is a 10-point Ram advantage. Inbound pass goes to Giles near the left corner. And offensive
illegal
foul
screen,
away from the
yeah.
ball. They're going to get Nelson McHaney with the illegal screen. That is his second personal foul. 13th foul against Perigold. And their fourth turnover of the night. Go
he kind of got up and started giving it to our student section there a little bit and then got called for the foul. They're back on him here.
Bickford into the front court, dribbling to the right side. Tries to throw it to Dewey, ball knocked away, but Bickford's able to get it back to avoid the turnover. Ball goes to Harris, over to McLean on the left side. He's going to take the screen, dribble to the elbow, pull up for the jumper, rolls around, and finally goes in.
Yeah. Ball hit every part of the rim. Usually those have been falling out for the Bombers. Good to see that one go down.
Back to a single-digit margin, 55-47. Back the other way, Hall going into the lane for layup. No good. Dewey gets the rebound. for Mountain Home. Here is Harris back the other way. Throws it to Bickford on the left side. Up top to Dewey. He's going to pull up for the long two. No good. Gets his own rebound, though. Goes into the lane for the layup. Good. Braden Dewey with 20 points. Down to a two-possession game. 55-49, our score. 4:46 left.
Here we go. This is where the Bombers have gotten it to. And, you know, like I said, Paragould's kind of went on a quick run right here.
And now Paragould's going to call timeout. We'll break. 4:41 left to play in the game. It is Paragould leading Mountain Home 55-49. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dr. Wynn Moore at Baxter Health's Bone and Joint Clinic supports our Bomber basketball players as they train and practice to bring their best effort into every game. And it's not only the technical skills and strategies of the game they're learning, the life skills these young athletes are developing will enrich their lives far into the future. Dr. Moore applauds the teamwork, motivation, persistence, and pure joy of the game evident each time you take to the court, and wishes you the best for a winning season.
Use a smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office provided in the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Well, Paragould taking the timeout with 4:41 left to play in the game with Zay Lee to Mountain Home 55-49. Inbound pass goes to Brittingham. He dribbles up to the top, gives over McCaney on the right side. Up top now to Ballou. Over to McCaney. Looks like actually a little fight for it, but Giles now has up top. He drills into the lane. He's going in for the layup. His basket counts and he gets fouled.
It's kind of been the theme of the night right here. We get that down to a single possession game, and they go, or you know, a two possession game, and they go down and either hit a three or right here get an and one opportunity. And you know, Mount Home just can't get that key stop right now to get back in this thing.
Ray Dewey picks up his second personal foul, 14th foul against Mountain Home. Giles' free throw will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home.
All right, here we go. Maybe that'll be the start of something right here for the Bombers. Let's get a good shot right here.
57-49, Rams up, 4:15 left to play in the game. Ball goes up top to Harris. Over to Bickford on the left side. He's going to drill to the corner, pull up for the jumper, will not go. Offensive rebound for Dewey, puts it back up. He can't get the ball to go. Rob gets his gets the rebound. He can't get that to go, and this time the rebound comes to Paragould.
We had three missed shots right there, and you could add them all up and it'd be under 20 feet.
My goodness. Here is Ballou in, throwing it over on the right side to Brittingham. Now gives it to Hall. Hall's going to pull up for the three on the right side, and good. Right with McLean right there in his face.
Yeah, I mean, story of the night, right? Same thing here. We missed the chippy on one end, and Hall steps back and buries a three.
He has 27 on the night. 60-49, back to a double-digit lead for Paragould. Here is Bickford with it on the left side. Cross court to Harris on the right. He's going to try for the three to answer it. Good!
All right, there's a good answer right there by McGee.
McGee Harris with his first 3 points of the night. 60-52.
Hall's going to pull it.
Hall's going to drill to the elbow, pull up for the jumper. Good. He has 29.
I think everybody in the gym knew what was happening right there.
62-52, Rams up. 3:04 left to play in the game. Here is Bickford with it on the left wing. He's going to give it to McLean there on that side. Up top now to Bickford. Over on the right to Harris. Harris takes the screen from Rob. Throws up top to Dewey. Over to McLean on the left. McLean's going to drill into the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Dewey. He puts it back up and in. And Mount Tom quickly calls timeout. As Braden Dewey now has 22 points. We'll break. With 2:41 left to play in this game, it is Paragould leading Mountain Home 62-54. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The NFL and its players and teams are committed to advancing social justice through work that reduces barriers to opportunity and creates progress in police-community relations, criminal justice reform, education, and economic advancement. Throughout the season, the NFL family has been working to highlight efforts across the league to inspire change in our communities and advance these issues. To learn more, visit nfl.com/inspirechange.
So I switched to Boost Mobile and got this free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone.
Why do you think they call it the Galaxy?
Maybe because the Samsung Galaxy A23 has a huge screen, and galaxies are huge gravitationally bound systems of stars rotating around a supermassive black hole.
And the phone is free?
When you switch to Boost Mobile.
Cool. You lost me at gravitationally bound.
Switch to Boost and get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power. Limited time offer while supplies last. New customers only. Excludes tax. One device offer per line. Only available on certain networks. 5G not available everywhere. Additional restrictions apply. See local Boost Mobile.
Well, come back at Bomber Gymnasium with about, let's see, what was it? 2:41 left to play in the game. It is right now a pair of gold leading Mountain Home 62-54. What are you seeing from this game right now, Brad?
Hall.
Yes.
Right? I mean, Hall just taking over the game for Paragould. You know, Mountain Home just can't get that stop to get over the hump right here. You know, it's going to have to start right now. Mountain Home's going to have to get some stop and some quick scores right here, put some pressure on Paragould, make them take some quick shots.
Hall walks the ball into the front court. It was about to be met by a double team, so he throws it to Brittingham, over to McKinney, back to Brittingham, up top now to Giles. Back to Brittingham on the right side. Now Hall has it. Down to 13 on the shot clock. He's met by a double team. Gives it to Giles. Down to 10. Giles dribbling. He's going to be fouled. And so Paragould's going to get a fresh 35. Go ahead.
That's a tough foul right there. You had him down under 10 under the shot clock. And, I mean, it was an apparent foul. Dewey just ran into him there. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd like to see him either take a tough shot there at the end of the shot clock, but now you give him an extra 30 seconds. They can run this thing under 2 minutes.
That was Braden Dewey's third personal foul. Team foul number five against the Bombers. Here's Hall with it. He throws it to Brittingham. Down to 2 minutes left to play in the game. Ball goes to McKinney. Back to Brittingham. Up at the top. Over on the right side to Blue. He's going to try for the long three-pointer. In and out. And their ball's knocked out of bounds by Paragould. Mountain Home will have it with 1:50 left to try to make it a two-possession game once again.
All right, we need a big shot right here for the Bombers. Who's going to step up and take it? I think you're going to see them try to feed down in low to Dewey and see if we can't get an easy one.
Yep. Here is Bickford into the front court. Throws to McLean. Gives there to McLean on the left side, and he dribbles up to the top.
Got a candy wrapper out on the floor here.
Oh, goodness. Ball goes to Harris in the left corner. He's going to try for the three. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Ballou. He's going to throw it out to Hall, who quickly gets it to McKinney into the front court. Now Brittingham has it. Up top now to Ballou. 1:25 left to play in the game. It's still 62-54. Paragould up. Ball goes to Brittingham. Up top now to Ballou. Now Brittingham has it once again on the left side. Down to 14 on the shot clock. Ball goes to Ballou. Over to Giles on the left. Down to 10. 1:08 left in the game. Giles met by a double team. Gives it to Brittingham. Down to 4. Brittingham's dribbling into the lane. He's going to go in for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home.
Yeah, you know, there's a player out there that's been complaining all night of fouls. He's not going to get that call.
Here's Rob going into the lane for the layup. Good. And Mountain Home quickly calls timeout. Hagen Rob now with 4 points. We'll break with 52.3 left in the game. It is Paragould leading Mountain Home 62-56. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
While pundits try to predict the future of the national economy, you may be worrying about your own economic condition. A vital part of your business and your personal financial strategy should be when and how to borrow money. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, you'll find the right person to guide you through the loan process and answer those questions you have on your mind right now. Put your mind at ease with Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
So Mountain Home has just taken their last timeout with 52.3 seconds left in this game.
Got to get a stop right here. We had to set it up, try to get a quick foul. I think you got a foul if you're Mountain Home. You're down 6. You're down 2 scores. Oh, no, you can play this out and not foul right here. That's where the shot clock comes in handy.
So 17-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Here is Giles within the front court, and he is going to be fouled.
Yeah, we're going to extend the game right here.
Everybody get Kobe Nenskeep with his First personal foul.
Yeah, especially when you got fouls to give right now. Now the next one, they'll be in the bonus right here.
That was the last foul they had to give. Giles will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Gets into Hall in the backcourt. Hall gets across the timeline. And met by a double team. Gives it to Giles. Giles will throw it to McHaney. McHaney's going into the lane. Gives it to Ballou. He's going to be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with exactly 35 seconds left in this game. Braden Dewey picks up his fourth personal foul. That is the seventh team foul against Mountain Home. So it's, I believe, a two-shot opportunity for Jesse Ballou.
I think the coaches are wanting us to foul a little bit earlier to make it a one-and-one and not give him a two-shot opportunity.
First shot is up and in.
Wouldn't have mattered. He made it anyways,
right? Makes it a three-possession game once again. One more free throw to shoot. This is Ballou's first trip to the free throw line. Second shot is up. Bounce around, goes in. Good. He now has 10. 64-56. Rams up. Into the front court is Bickford. 30 seconds left. McLean has it now. Gives it back to Bickford. He's going to try for the long three on the left side. Misses everything, and Hall gets the rebound. Ball goes to McHaney. Now to Brittingham. Brittingham's going to go into the front court, gives it to Hall, and he's going to be fouled. And that's probably going to just about do it. 15.6 seconds left in the game as Ryder McLean picks up his second personal foul as the eighth team foul against Mountain Home. Gavin Hall at the free throw line for the first time tonight for the 1-1.
Yeah, you think the story of the night's going to be just couldn't get that one stop to get us over the hump right here. And I think he's going to have a chance to get over 30 right here, isn't Hall?
Yeah. First shot is up and in, and so he does break 30 with that one, and he does have one more to shoot with that after hitting that first one. All second free throw is up, and he gets both. 31 on the night for Gavin Hall. Back comes Mountain Home as they trail by 10. Here is McGee Harris. His jumper is blocked. Dewey gets the ball, though, puts it up. They can't get to go, but Harris gets offense rebound, puts it up and in. Now Tom can't stop the clock. They ran out of timeouts, and that's the way this ball game is going to end with Perigold getting the eight-point victory. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home loses to Perigold 66-58. We'll check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going